This is Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're talking about the office party that goes wrong. Well, first of all, we're talking about Hyperfusion Theatre with Sarah Ellis. Good morning, Sarah.
Morning, Lee.
Nice to have you here. Well, we'll talk about the particular event that's happening on the 3rd of Feb, the office party that goes wrong. But let's talk about Hyperfusion Theatre first. What is Hyperfusion Theatre?
Well, Hyperfusion Theatre Company is all about bringing theatre to people rather than people going to traditional theatre spaces. So we've got a theatre and education company, and we've also got an immersive theatre company, which is called the Shush Experience, which is what I'm coming to talk to you about today.
Because the Shush Experience are running the office party that goes wrong.
Yes, we are. So the Shush Experience, we take over buildings that aren't normally used for theatre necessarily, and we put immersive shows on.
Well, what is an immersive show?
It's an interesting question. What it is, when you go to the theatre, you want to be transported into another world, into somebody else's world. Probably getting away from your own world. But that sounds more dramatic than maybe I want to.
No, it's escapism, isn't it?
It is escapism, yeah, absolutely. So what we feel is that sometimes theatre can be a bit like you're watching a picture, you're sitting out in an auditorium and there's a proscenium arch and there's curtains and you're watching a picture. Ours is kind of the opposite of that. You as an audience member are immersed in the middle of the story, literally. So it gives you the chance to witness or to interact with what's going on in the play. I want to just jump in there, just in case that scares anybody.
It does sound a little bit scary, yes, because it makes it sound like I'll be expected to say lines and things like that.
Absolutely, and actually there are some immersive companies that can be quite confrontational with it, but we at Shush are really, really strong about keeping people safe. So what we do is, you're in the middle of the story, but you are free to just sit and watch. Or if you want to interact, there's the opportunity for you to do that. But the idea is, so for example, our last experience was a wedding. So the wedding party was made up of actors, but you as an audience member came as somebody who'd been to the wedding. So you are sitting there as a guest of a wedding, you're getting a meal, you're listening to speeches, etc. We had some audience members offering to be the best man, when he didn't show up, but that's a secret between us, just in case we bring the show back. But we also had other audience members who were just sitting and watching. What we love is they're literally in the middle of it, so the action's happening all round them. It gets you to engage with it, I think. It's just a lot more fun.
And when you say in the middle of something like the office party that goes wrong, when I walk in, this is at the Chesterford Community Centre then, from the minute I walk in, what happens?
Well, you are technically, not that you have to perform, and that's really important that you know that, but you are technically in your office party. So you'll be treated as if you are somebody who is part of this company that is opening a new office in Santorini in Greece, which is very, very glamorous, has got a new CEO who's coming across from New York. So that's very exciting. And there is going to be an award ceremony for those members of the company who have achieved, shall we say, some interesting objectives. It's not necessarily going to go well, let's face it.
No, there's a clue in the title there, isn't there? The office party that goes wrong. Where did you get the idea from this? I mean, I ask, I know, you know, you sit a group of people down, tell me about an office party. I'm guessing, you know, everybody has a story.
Which is exactly why we did it. When we started looking at these immersive experiences, as a team, we sat down and we said, what are the situations that we most see people behave? I say behave badly, but behave badly in a way that just makes us laugh our heads off. And one of them was a wedding, which we've done already. The next one on the list was an office party. As you say quite rightly, who does not have the most horrendous story of how they've behaved or a mistake that they've made? I don't want to let the story out, but, you know, the character of Kevin, who you can see on our poster, isn't allowed to drink alcohol because of an incident at the last staff training. That's all I'm going to say. Another thing is, if you did come to our wedding experience, you met Linda, the wedding planner. So Linda's a very interesting woman. I'm going to leave it at that.
Leave it at that.
Linda no longer does wedding planning because of
the last one,
her reputation. So Linda's gone and got a normal job in an office, you know. So Linda's kind of stepped away from it. She's got her normal job in this office. Nobody knows about how things happen around Linda. Somebody said, oh no, we've got to organise the office party. She's gone, I'll do it, in her bright way. So the office party is organised by Linda. There will be a catalogue of disasters.
Excellent. And because if you go along, you're sitting in the middle of it, you can see it happening around. Could you literally be talking to somebody 1 minute and then the next minute realise they're an actor?
Yes.
Are the actors mingling amongst the guests?
Absolutely, absolutely. So you would probably know, but you never know. There might be someone hidden in there.
And I guess the thing with weddings and office parties, the stakes are high, aren't they? Because nobody wants to spoil a wedding and nobody wants to embarrass themselves in front of their boss. And when they do, it's horrific.
Absolutely. And the boss, one of the reasons that the boss is coming over is to share with the sales figures. So there is that level of competition that's running through the company, or, you know, that's the backstory, that it's been running through the company, that those sales figures are being looked at. Maybe Linda's up for it, you know, maybe one of the others is up for it. But that level of competition is really interesting, isn't it? Because that is the reality of work. But also, you get a group of people together, how they behave is absolutely fascinating. We actually did one show about, not as funny, obviously, but we did another show about a funeral. So we did the show at the wake of a funeral. It was kind of the opposite of the wedding and the office party, in that we looked at the journey of a man who had just lost his wife and looked at his changing relationships. So immersive theatre isn't always comedy. You know, it can be about completely different things.
And this is a good night out because you're not just getting a theatre literally around you. There's food and drink as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the wedding and also with, you know, the office. The wedding's called Debbie and Daz's Big Day, by the way, for when we bring it back. With the office party that goes wrong, the idea is that you are in the middle of this theatre experience. You're getting a three-course meal. You also get the office party disco afterwards. So our previous shows, what we found is that people just don't want to go home. It was that awkward moment of, we really have to finish now. So if you think about when you go to the theatre, you go for a meal beforehand, you then go to the theatre, then you find a club or a disco afterwards. You don't need to do any of that planning with the Shush experience. We do the lot.
And is every performance the same, Sarah?
No.
Is it guided by, is it improvised? Do you have a script? How does it work?
It's one of my favourite parts of the job. It's quite scary, but it's wonderful as well. We have a structure. We have strong characters. We have backstories for the show, but also for the characters. But the actors that the Shush Experience and Hyperfusion Theatre Company that we hire are specialists in interactive theatre. So they will respond to whatever is brought to the table. So guaranteed, no two shows are the same.
Wow. Do you have to have key things that happen in the night, but how you get to them can be quite different?
Absolutely. So there's key things, but how we get to them, and it only takes somebody to react in a certain way or to join in or to laugh. You know, it's, if you think about a stand-up comic, for instance, stand-up comics are very good at responding to what their audience will. It's the same. It's the same thing, basically.
And this is the office party that goes wrong. We've seen lots of this going wrong sort of genre, haven't there? There's Peter Pan that goes wrong, the Nativity that goes wrong, the play that goes wrong. Is this, without getting too heavy about it, is this sort of people more interested in the mechanics of drama, sort of peeling away the artifice a little bit?
I'm not sure. That's interesting. I'm not sure that we do that quite as much as those shows do. I've been to see one of them. It was so funny, absolutely fantastic. And it kind of defragged how the theatre thing works, which we don't really do that. Ours is more about not an everyday experience, but a potential experience that non-theatre people have, i.e. going to a wedding, going to a funeral, going to an office party, and looking at how that works in their world. The fact that it's delivered through theatre is almost an accident.
So if people want to come along with this, why wouldn't you? What should they do and how much is it?
Well, we are selling tickets at Eventbrite. So it's www.eventbrite.co.uk. Or if you're near Saffron Walden, you can walk in and go and see the lovely Tourist Information Centre, who are very lovely. You can buy your tickets there. The tickets are £45, so that includes the theatre show, that includes the three-course meal, a glass of bubbly, or a non-bubbly drink if you don't want to drink bubbly, and also the disco afterwards.
Yeah, so that's a night out. As you say, that's, you know, a meal, disco, theatre, all in one.
We've had some lovely comments in the past about the comedy shows that we've done. You know, My Face Hurts from Laughing was one of them. Thanks for the Best Night I've Ever Had was another one. You know, actually was written down. Sounds like PR, but was written down. This cannot be a one-off. Beg for it to happen again and buy your ticket. You'll not be disappointed. You know, I think what's really lovely is people coming along and just... because they're in the middle of it, the effect is so much more. Going back to what I said at the beginning, you know, you're not detached, you are engaged fully in the middle of it. That's why I go to work every day. That's what I love about the Shush Experience.
Well, it sounds brilliant. The 3rd of February, Chesterford Community Centre, starting at 7:30, is that right?
7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m. Yes. Tickets you can get from eventbrite.co.uk or from the Tourist Information Centre in Saffron Walden. And you were saying that this is something that you want to hopefully bring to Cambridge.
We'd love to come to Cambridge. Cambridge, I think you need to have fun. Not you need to, that implies that you don't have fun. But I've heard that Cambridge is a good fun place.
It is.
I'm only up the road, so I know it is. We'd love to bring it here. So if anybody knows of a venue, that would be great. The show is also available for corporate, you know, for people who are organising their Christmas parties, organising their office parties. Can you imagine in your company, in your space, you go have your office party and we come along and mess
have,
around
yes,
with it
the office
bit.
Party to end all office parties by the sound of it.
Do you know what it is? The office party to end all office parties. So, you know, the show is able for you to buy in if you want to.
Well, it sounds brilliant. Lovely. Thank you for coming along and talking about that. People can find out more about the work of the theatre company at hyperfusion.co.uk.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you very much for your support. We love the show. Big fans.
Good, good. Well, good luck for the 3rd of February.
Thank you very much.
I hope it goes well. I suppose I hope it goes badly. It's, you know, if you know what I mean.
Let's say I hope it goes really badly well.
That's
Does
a good
that
one.
Work?
Good compromise, yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Lee.